listening to me, your lovable host, Elrod, here on the Rod Eccles Show.
You want to know what time it is? It's time to bring the rain.
Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
Number two here on the Rod Eccles program. I am your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live from the Bunker Eye Studio, located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, where the state motto is live free or die. And at this particular moment, it is currently sunny out there, or at least the sun is shining up on the studio here. And it's going to be a fairly nice day, I guess, and it's around 70 degrees. The hot rod line is 603-499-7325 here on this Thursday morning, September number 27 in the year of our Lord, 2018. As we continue on here, we got a ton of other stuff to cut. Oh, but here's the story about the Blasey Ford men? Anyway, two men have come forward, and this is from the New York Post, by the way. Two men have come forward to the Senate Judiciary Committee to claim that they are the ones who actually assaulted Christine Blasey Ford. Now, the way I read this piece is that they're each claiming a separate assault, not a gang assault. So I'm wondering, well, if they really believe that they had a piece of this woman when she was a girl, was she that much of a flake and a floozy? Well, look, if you remember, I said earlier this week, we all went to school. There were those girls who were considered to be the easy. Now, I know some of them wasn't true. It was just rumors because, you know, boys get together and they go, look, I was a teenage boy. I know that most of my friends and fellow male students didn't even get anywhere close to doing what they say they did. Oh, yeah, she was hot, man. It was so sweet. Like, come on. You know, without revealing the personal timelines, I'm going to tell you, I know for a fact that out of my male friends, and there's probably about a dozen of them. I mean, I was really close. I mean, I had one best friend, and there were two others that hung out with all the time. But out of friends that I would regularly interconnect with, there's about a dozen of them. I can tell you at least half of them, six of them, I know for a fact, got into college being virgins. Even though not one of them would admit it. So I know, and don't ask me how I know they were virgins. They went to college, and they went to college virgins. Because the whole thing was, you know, there was even movies about that. You can't go to college by being a virgin. You got to lose your virginity before you get to college. Because, you know, college girls are going to be so knowledgeable. They're going to know that you're a virgin. It's going to screw everything up. You're going to look like a jerk. So you can't be a virgin. And I know that at least half a dozen, six of them, did not deflower themselves before college. But yet, they would tell the stories about all the wonderful things, you know, all the great sex that they had. Right? Uh-huh. Now, who usually got the raw end of that deal? Well, the girl that they were talking about Now, in most cases, everybody took, they didn't even think anything of it. But there were those few cases where it really hurt the girl because it came out as, oh man, she's easy. And of course, there were one or two of them that really were kind of, I mean, maybe they didn't go all the way, but you could get to third base. And they were kind of loose and, you know, every high school, every, you know, every class has their floozy. I mean, she doesn't even care. The trick is trying to figure out who the real floozy is versus the one that everybody's talking, you know, ones that people are talking about that aren't really the floozies. I know these are old-fashioned terms. Floozy? Nobody uses that term, Rod. Floozy? Ha! What are you, from 1920? It still fits. So my question is, if you got two guys here who are saying that they're the ones that assaulted back in 1982, Christine Blasey Ford, was she a floozy? I'm just asking the question. I'm not accusing her of being so. And why would it? I know that the first thing I want to know is, well, why the hell are they coming forward now after all the, or do they feel so bad that somebody else is getting, or maybe they think that their rep is now being damaged? Maybe they told people back in the day, yeah, look what we did to, you know, this girl. We had a great time. And now, hey, remember back in high school when you told me that you did, well, actually it was this kid, Brett Kavanaugh. No, it wasn't Brett. It was me. Is that part of the, you know, the male ego is part of this or something? I don't know. But according to Dianne Feinstein, we need to delay the vote to get to the bottom of this. And no, we don't. Republicans on the committee released a timeline of events late yesterday, which included details about their interactions with the two men who admitted to the Blasey Ford attacks. Now, on Monday, the timeline recounts GOP staff members interviewing a man who believes he, not Judge Kavanaugh, had the encounter with Dr. Ford back in 1982. The encounter refers to an episode in which Ford claims that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her in the bedroom at a Maryland house party. They had a follow-up interview with that man, and he provided more detail about the assault. Then on Wednesday, the committee staff said they spoke with a second man who said he assaulted Ford in 82. The committee did not release more details about the men or why both were coming forward with claims today. Well, I think that's kind of important, don't you think? What is their motivation? Rod, it doesn't matter what their motivation is, man. They're trying to help protect Kevin. Now, I don't want that. I want the truth. Because you know what the truth is going to do? The truth is going to shut down all of this stuff in the future, or at least in the near future. They're not going to be able to use this. If we get the freaking truth now, they are not going to be able to use this tactic on the next Trump nomination. Do you understand? If they allow this to continue to be a circus, even if Kavanaugh gets confirmed, they're always going to go, well, we need to find out because, look, we already got one sexual predator on the court. We don't need another one. You got to shut this down with the truth. That's all I care about. Now, I don't know what the motivation is behind these two men. We don't even know who these two men are. But evidently, you know, they believed them. They believed one of them enough to have a second talk with them to get even more detail. I don't know what all the details are. Do they need to testify today? Because, you know, I believe maybe she's already started testing. Did she show up? Blasey Ford? I don't know. I didn't check. Did she show up at all to testify? But maybe we need to have at least one of these two guys show up and testify to dispel her claims. No, Dr. Ford. Dr. Ford. It wasn't Judge Kavanaugh that assaulted you back in that room back in 1982. It was I. And it wasn't an assault. You were very eager. I don't know if that's the case or not, but what if it is? What if she had so-called buyer's remorse? You know, that happens. A girl thinks she wants to do something, gets into it, and then realizes, oh, I made a mistake, and then bolts. Or, after doing it, realizes she made a mistake and is embarrassed by it. I got to cover this up. We know that that has happened. Now, look, in the first example, if the girl could be all into it, but as soon as she says stop, that's it. You stop. You were all, it doesn't matter. Trust me, I'm not into, you know, claiming, well, it's too late. No, it's never too late. I mean, let me be a little graphic here. Let me be a little graphic. This is what I believe. If you are in the middle of intercourse and the woman says stop, then the male needs to stop and pull out, and that's it. Rod, that's impossible. No, it is possible. Because if you go beyond her saying stop or no, let me be clear, that is sexual assault, even possibly rape. Now, it could be the other way around, too. The man can say, okay, that's it, stop. It's equal. It's not just for men, it's equal. You know, I mean, let's face it, we know sexual positions. The woman could be on top, and the guy could just be all of a sudden say, no, stop, this is a mistake, stop. Woman's got to stop and get off of him. Works both ways. But as soon as one says no or stop, that's it. It doesn't go any further. That is what I believe. So don't come back to, well, Rod is, you know, he's an advocate of, you know, rape and this and that. No, I'm not. When the word no or stop is uttered, those are the safe words. Then that's it. I don't care how hot and heavy you were. I don't care if you're actually in the middle of it. It doesn't matter. You stop. That's it. No more. So I need to be clear on that. As I explain to you what happens sometimes. And both sexes know this. In fact, some of you might have either probably experienced this. You know, you get to the bedroom or something, you know, it's at a party, what have you, and you're both going for it, and next thing you know, the guy's at, second base, and it's okay. She doesn't say stop, she doesn't pull back, nothing. Second base, you go to third base, seems to be clear. But then all of a sudden, for whatever reason, one or the other just all of a sudden gets this poof of freakiness in their head. No, can't do this. Stop. That's it. Doesn't matter who does it. Or says it, that's it. That's where it's supposed to stop. And usually a girl, at that particular point, it's usually on the girl side, who all of a sudden has this moral output, like this is wrong, or I'm embarrassed, or what are people going to think, or a number of half a dozen other different things. And it ends. But what does the boy do? Oh, yeah. We got it on, man. She was sweet. Yeah, we know that. And in some cases, they all conflate this kind of stuff, like, you know, because the boys, well, we did it. And the girl says, well, we didn't do it. Well, if we did it, I didn't know we did it. That's sexual assault. This is also the other part of the lying part. The indulging a little bit can get boys in trouble. Because maybe the girl did have a little bit too much to drink. And it is a little bit foggy. And you did nothing, but you say you did, and it gets back to her. And she's like, I didn't know. Well, he raped me then. That's also happened. nothing actually happened. But the, you know, the boy to save face and to improve his rep says, yeah, something did happen. Gets back to the girl. She says, no, I didn't want anything to happen. I thought I stopped. If we didn't stop, I don't remember, but if we didn't stop, it was rape. I didn't ask for it. And now we got a problem. Is this what Christine Blasey Ford might be remembering as well? Look, these are the questions that these people who are in power should be asking that nobody is asking. So why aren't we asking those questions? Why is it, oh, she must be believed. How about Keith Ellison? Nope, no, nothing to see here. You know, the second accuser must be believed. You know, Ramirez, she must be believed. Oh, even though she's involved in all kinds of sexual stuff herself. Yeah, she still must be believed. Okay, what about Juanita Broderick? Nope, nothing to see there. Oh, no, that happened a long time ago. Juanita Broderick happened a long time ago. Well, that's newer than what this accusation of Kavanaugh. We're not going back to high school for Bill Clinton. Oh, no, we're going back to his time as governor of the state of Arkansas. That wasn't that long ago. But instead, you know, we're talking 90s. But, hey, if we're going to go back to the 80s, you know, we can go back to the 80s on Bill, too, when he's, you know, attorney general of the state of Arkansas. Had some, you know, accusations against him back then, too. Oh, no, we got to go back to high school on this potential judge, because that's the only thing that counts. I mean, seriously? This is what the Democrats have done to our jurisprudence system. They've made a mockery of it. So now Kavanaugh is facing a fourth accuser as two men claim that they're the ones that assaulted Dr. Ford. How do you, of course, people like Dianne Feinstein, their heads are now spinning saying, wait a minute, we gotta delay this vote. What difference does it make? Let's just say Kavanaugh did what Blasey Ford is claiming he did back when they were kids. It happened when they were kids. You have more than 200 women who claim, who either dated or worked with Kavanaugh since then, who claim he was nothing but a gentleman, nothing like this ever came up. He never did anything improper at any time. We support. That's who you go with. You got one, two, or three, or maybe even four who say, no, it was different back in high school. But you got over 200 that say, no, post-college, he was a dreamboat. He was a Prince Charming. That's who you go with. All this other stuff, if you want to keep investigating it, you go right ahead. But you're going to be embarrassed. But you do not use all of this kind of stuff as a reason to delay anything, especially when you do not do the same thing on your side. You should not be allowed to make a mockery and turn our entire constitutional system into a circus or sideshow. And I'm sorry, you people on the left, you never Trumpers and you pussy, you know, pink pussy hat wearing people, you're making it even worse. She must be believed. Why must she be believed? Why? Why must Christine Ford be believed? We know she's had some mental issues. We know she's even kids who take her class who are leftists give her poor grades on being a professor or a teacher. She's not very much liked on her own campus. Why must this person be believed over anybody and everybody else? None of you can answer that question. Other than the fact, well, she's going after Kavanaugh, we know how silly they've been. As soon as Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed to the Supreme Court, women are going to die. Oh, so women aren't dying right now. So Brett Kavanaugh is you know, the angel of death. And he's going to have that once he becomes, you know, a Supreme Court associate justice of the Supreme Court, that angel of death is now going to have the power to cause all immortal women to die. Because women are immortal. And they don't die. But Kavanaugh is going to change all that once he's a Supreme Court judge and women are going to die. Honestly, I mean, this is what women are going to, really? Women? So he's going to get on the court and they're automatically going to repeal Roe v. Wade. And women are automatically going to be forced into back alleys, having abortions in back alleys with dirty knives and illicit doctors, and they're going to bleed out. They're all going to die. Really? Do you honestly believe that nonsense? So then it isn't about whether or not, the reality is then, it's really not about whether or not Kavanaugh actually did do this dirty deed to Christine Blasey Ford back in 1982 when they were 15 and 17 years old. It's not about that then, is it? No, not at all. It's all about what you believe he's going to do with abortion. When, by the way, there is no current case working its way through the system or any case that is on the horizon that is ever going to get to the Supreme Court to challenge Roe v. Wade again. There is no case. So all of you people out there saying, well, he's going to overturn Roe v. Wade. That's not the way Supreme Court justice doesn't say, you know, we need to go back and look at this law or previous ruling and let's change. That's not the way it works. That's not how it's done. It's not the way they can do it. It has to be a case that's brought before them, and it's got to work its way up through the proper channels to get to them. There is no case out there in the channels or on the horizon that is eventually going to get to the Supreme Court that is going to change Roe v. Wade. There isn't any. It's a red herring. He's going to make abortion illegal. No, he's not, because there is no case on the horizon that's going to do that. And you're not going to get a case that's going to do that because it is already settled law. So any case that comes close to doing that is going to get blocked in lower courts, and higher courts are going to refuse to hear it. It's already settled. Now, if you're going to talk about different aspects of abortion, like late-term abortion, you know, third trimester or partial birth abortion, that's different. If we say that partial birth abortion is inhumane and illegal, that's not saying that all abortion is illegal now. That's not affecting Roe v. Wade. But this whole notion that he's going to overturn Roe v. is a bunch of crock. It's not going to happen. And the reason why they're able to get away with it is because far too many Americans do not understand how our system works. And when it comes to cases like this, it all has to go through proper channels, and these proper channels is working its way up from lower courts to ever higher courts. It just doesn't get slapped on the Supreme Court judge's desk and say, okay, time to vote on this. That's not the way it works. And the people who should know, you know, like Feinstein and some of the other Democrat leaders, they know. And they're perpetrating this lie on these people and getting them all worked up saying, yeah, they could, you know, he could overturn Roe v. Wade. And they know that he can't. They know this. You know, people like Dianne Feinstein know that Kavanaugh cannot overturn Roe v. Wade. But they will use that reason to try to block him and get the support from their constituents by saying, hey, he could block or he could overturn Roe v. Wade, knowing that he cannot. So understand that that is happening too, folks. We got people who are in the know telling people who are not in the know, who are too ignorant to know, giving them a lie. They're believing the lie, so they're running around out there acting like a bunch of Dunkoffs, idiosos. And this is what's happening. This is why the rest of the world is now looking at the United States and they're laughing their asses off.
Well, the land of the free. These people can't even get their own laws straight. Look at them. They're going to put on their highest court a sexual predator from high school. Anybody
do anything they shouldn't have did in high school? Trust me, the rest of the world is laughing about this. And it has nothing to do with Trump. Absolutely nothing. Trump has nothing to do with this, other than he nominated somebody, and it wouldn't have mattered who he nominated. Do people understand this? It would not have mattered who Trump nominated. He could have nominated a middle-of-the-road moderate, you know, like Justice Kennedy, and the Democrats would still be doing the same thing they're doing now because he's a Trump nominee. And Trump cannot possibly be the president. That's what this Kavanaugh thing is all about. This is not about Brett. Oh, no. This is about Donald Trump. Do not conflate the two. Do not be confused.
I'm not Rod Eccles, and I approve this message.
We've all heard of male enhancement. But now, there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide. Plus, what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosett Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosettJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-471-9742. That's 800-471-9742. Again, 800-471-9742.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Switching gears here a little bit. Now, whatever happens I know some people are going to say, well, what do you predict is going to happen if they hold the vote tomorrow? I don't know. At this particular juncture, I could not tell you. And the reason is because you got to understand what these people, what their whole reason is behind this. Could Kavanaugh not get the 51 votes that he needs to be confirmed? Yeah. That's highly possible. It would not be seen so much as a defeat for Brett Kavanaugh as it would be a defeat for President Trump. And so far, understand, folks, so far in the nearly 2 years that he's been in office, Trump hasn't really had a defeat. Has anybody noticed that? He hasn't. He's gotten a bunch of, tongue wagging and tongue lashing from people, but he hasn't really suffered a defeat. Well, here's a tongue lashing, by the way, that we're supposed to pay attention to. This is from Bloomberg, of all places. Trump's was in New York, the UN, Security Council, all that kind of stuff. And you had, and Trump gave a pretty strong speech at people that nobody's ever heard an American president give before. And they're all taken aback. But guess what? He got a tongue lashing. Trump had to sit through a tongue lashing from who? Oh, Germany? No. Britain? No. Putin, maybe even, Russia? Nope. Of all places, Bolivia. Yes, President Trump got a tongue lashing from Bolivian President Evo Morales. He was forced, this is how Bloomberg writes this, Trump was forced to sit through a lengthy tongue lashing from Morales on Wednesday at a meeting of the UN Security Council that the U.S. president hosted. So in other words, he wasn't forced. He hosted the damn event. He could have got up and walked out. He's done that, but Trump's done that before. He's like, nope, not doing it. Bye. But he was forced. I guess there were some security officers there that kept the president in his seat. So he was forced to listen to the Bolivian. What? Who the hell is Bolivian? Where is Bolivia? Every time somebody says, I know it's in South America, but every time somebody says Bolivia, the first, what do you think about first? Bolivar watches, right? I know it's not the same thing, but that's what you think of. Bolivar. Bolivar. Right? I mean, that's what comes. Bolivian? Serious? And this guy, he looks like a South American children's doll. I mean, this is what this guy, not because of his clothing. Well, that doesn't help because he wears traditional clothing from his country, and that's fine. But it's just the way he looks, and the way he styles is he looks like a freaking doll. You know, like the kind of what are those nesting dolls? He looks like a nesting doll. And this is but here's the story. So it's likely the harshest any foreign leader has ever spoken to Trump in public. And this is what he said. I would like to say to you, frankly and openly here, that no way is the United States interested in upholding democracy. Now, Morales is a well-known agitator at the UN with long-standing anti-American sentiments, and he has in the past attacked the U.S. for its interventions in the Middle East, including the Iraq War, and the toppling of Libyan dictator Muammar Gaddafi, and the civil war in Syria. Now, here is this little wannabe dictator from a useless, well, I'm going to say it, from a useless country called Bolivia, who is going to say, well, I'm going to, are you kidding me? There is nothing of importance that comes out of Bolivia. I'm serious now. Now, I know they're probably, well, Rod, what about Bolivians here in the United States? You're embarrassing them and you're denigrating them. Yeah, so? Look, I don't hold back on this program. They have no benefit to the United States whatsoever. I don't care what Bolivian, especially knowing that he's been a longtime agitator and anti-American, he's like Hugo Chavez. Who the hell cares what he says? Go back to Bolivia. And guess what? If you're getting any American money, either directly or indirectly from the United States, Mr. Bolivian president, guess you're cut off now. Bye. See you later. Don't come knocking on our door. Really? Are we supposed to pay attention to... Look, I understand that there's no countries better than any other country. We're all human, so we're all equal. But when it comes to world politics and political scams and chicanery, obviously there's a hierarchy. And Bolivia is not in that hierarchy. It's just not. Now, I don't know. Do Bolivar watches come from Bolivia? I don't know. I don't have a Bolivar watch. I thought they were Swiss. Isn't that what you want? The Swiss watches, Swiss watchmakers, those are the ones you want, not Timex, but, Rolex and all that. Those are the, is that what a Bolivar? I'm not into jewelry. I'm not. I mean, I know what a Rolex is, and sorry, I don't. It's not because I can't afford one. Well, I mean, I can't afford. I'm not going to take out a loan to buy a $30,000 watch. So, no, I can't afford one of those. But that's not the reason. I'm not going to. You know what? A $30, $40, $50 Timex or Seiko is just as good in my book as a, $5,000 Rolex. I can spend $5,000 on something else, like a car. Is that $5,000 or $10,000 Rolex going to, or $30,000 Rolex going to help me get to where I want to go? No. Maybe I'll get there finally. I'll get there, and hopefully I'll get there on time, and I'll get there in style by flashing my watch, but is it going to help me get? No, it's not going to help me get there. Well, $30,000 in a car? Yeah, the car will help me get there. Just saying. So I don't, I'll plead ignorance in knowing where Bolivar watches come from because I don't really care. Well, you should know where watches come from. Why? Why should I know? There are more important things to know. If I ever want to buy one, then I'll go and figure and find out and learn all about them so I don't get scammed or taken or anything. Then I'll know where they come from then, but I don't care to buy one. I don't care where they come from. I don't care if they come from Bolivia or Switzerland. It doesn't matter to me. And it's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. I probably should ask. Bolivia is one of those countries that even agent probably doesn't know anything about. He's like, what? Get the F out of here with them. They're nothing. I can just hear him saying, I can hear agent 0010 saying that right now. If I'm on the phone with him, I say, hey, find out everything you can about Bolivia. He'd probably tell me, what? Get out of here with that mess. Bolivia. Please. I'm sure that's what the case is going to be. So, Bolivia categorically condemns the unilateral actions imposed by the government of the United States of America against Iran. Likewise, we condemn the fact that the United States has withdrawn from the JCPOA, hiding behind pretext to continue its policy of interference in its brother country, Iran. So Bolivia is now ponying up with Iran? Wait. Okay. So you, most of the world has sided against Iran, but wonderful, all-powerful Bolivia has decided, you know what? We're not only are we allies of her, they're our brothers. Is Bolivia an Islamic country, by the way? I don't know. I don't know what their main religion is. That'd be good to know. If they're not Islamic, Iran isn't going to consider you their brother. You're just another infidel to them. I'm just saying. I'm sorry. Okay. Bolivia. Yes. Country-wise, countryside, it may be, you know, beautiful scenery. I don't know anybody who's ever said they wanted to go there. You know, I know people personally have gone to places like, you know, Peru and Nepal and Mongolia. I know people personally who've been to these places. And not a one of them has ever mentioned Bolivia. I'm just saying. Maybe I'll ask him next. Hey, you know, what's on your travel bucket list next, Bolivia? I'm sure every single one of them would probably look at me like I have two heads. Like, what? So Bloomberg thinks we're supposed to put this incredible emphasis on a person who's never liked the United States, not even under Obama. Never liked. But now we're supposed to listen to him because he doesn't like Trump. He didn't like Obama. And that, no big deal. Everybody knows that Gaddafi was a bad guy. And yeah, screw Bolivia. But now that he doesn't like Trump, we got to pay attention to Bolivia now. And he even makes Bloomberg. Get out of here with that nonsense. Please go away. Let's see. What else we got here? Trying to get away from this Kavanaugh stuff. Now we got too much other stuff on our plate. Hey, Kamala. How do you pronounce it? Is it Kamala or Kamala? I've heard it pronounced both. I haven't heard her pronounce it, but I've heard it pronounced both ways. Kamala and Kamala. You never can tell with some of these names, folks. Honestly. I mean, well, it's like, we have this French name around here called, you know, was it, it's, well, it looks like it might be Berube, 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 Berube. Now, I've heard it pronounced by people whose names it is. I've heard it pronounced Beru. I've heard it pronounced Berube. I've even heard it pronounced Barabi. All spelled exactly the same way. All those pronunciations were actually by people whose last names were Berube, Barabi, Berube, whatever. So, you know, I may look at somebody and pronounce their name correctly, but still have an incorrect. I don't know. If I meet somebody whose last name is Berube, I've got three correct pronunciations of it, and I don't know which one they use until I hear them say it. So this is why I say I haven't heard the person who has that name say their name, I don't know how they pronounce it. So this is why I often use a bunch of different pronunciations, because I haven't heard that person who has the name pronounce it. And that's why, because here in New England, in New Hampshire, you can pronounce Berube three different ways, and people with that name, with that spelling, have pronounced it three different ways. So Kamala, Kamala, I don't know. I haven't heard her pronounce it. Harris has a lot to say about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, evidently. And I'm sorry I have to be that thorough sometimes, because some people are saying, are you making fun of her? No. I'm not making any fun of anybody's name. I don't know how they pronounce it, because I haven't heard them pronounce it. So I have to use all the different pronunciations. And unfortunately, I had to take up this amount of time to be clear about that, because you got a bunch of idiots running around who want to, oh, what if somebody mispronounces your name? People do mispronounce my last name. Well, I got a funny looking and funny sounding name, I know. Not as funny as some people, but yeah, I make fun of my, you don't know how it's pronounced half the time. I get it. I get all kinds of pronunciations on my last name. Do I have a hissy fit? No. In fact, most people who have a complicated name or a multiple pronunciation name, they don't have hissy fits. It's other people who don't have that name who have a hissy fit. Now, if I say Kamala Harris, somebody on the outside who isn't Kamala is going to say, that's Kamala. You're mispronouncing her name on purpose. Or who the hell are you? So Kamala, Kamala, it's kind of like the stroke, struck, struck. I've never heard Peter stroke, struck, struck pronounce his last name. So I don't know how he pronounces it. Honestly, I don't. Well, how can you not know? Because I haven't heard him pronounce it. And I live in a region of the country where somebody whose last name is spelled Berube could be pronounced three different ways. Accurately. So that's why I don't know. So Kamala Kamala Harris has a lot to say about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. The California Democrats campaign has posted some 3,600 different Facebook ads about him, according to the social media site Ad Archive. I didn't know they had a site that Facebook had an ad archive. 3,600 Facebook ads about Kavanaugh, 3,600. Now, is Kamala Kamala Harris trying to influence the vote on Kavanaugh? 3,600 Facebook ads? No other senator appears to be doing as much Kavanaugh-related advertising on Kavanaugh-related advertising on Facebook. Ms. Harris, who serves on the Senate Judiciary Committee, had dozens of active Kavanaugh ads up as of Wednesday afternoon, a day before all eyes will be on the committee as so she's, you know, she's got ads up now. Wait, she's on the Judiciary Committee. She's on the committee that's going to be voting on whether or not this guy should be approved or not, or confirmed or not. Are you kidding me? What kind of nonsense is this? This is not what the founders meant by advise and consent. Now, all eyes will be on the committee as senators listen to testimony by Kavanaugh and one of the now four women who has accused him of sexual, well, three women. The fourth person is anonymous. We're not sure if they're a woman or not. No, I'm not being facetious on. They're anonymous. We don't know. So that's the whole point of somebody being anonymous. You don't know who they are. I'm surprised we haven't had, somebody come out and say, yeah, that Kavanaugh had a gay affair or tried to have a gay affair or gay liaison back in high school or college or something. There are lots of people who believe that Barack Obama's gay. I never really touched this before. But as much as I dislike Barack Hussein Obama, and as much as I dislike Michelle, I do not believe is Michael. No, she's a she. And really, I do get a little upset when people go overboard with this stuff. I know that there are joke memes out there, and ha ha ha, we have a laugh. But there are people that take this seriously, and I think you people are nut jobs. There is no evidence whatsoever that would suggest that Michelle is actually a Michael or was a Michael. None. And as far as Barack's sexuality back in high school or college, I don't care. Big deal. That's not going to make him a better or worse president because he's bi or gay. It's not. He's always going to be as bad as he was. Why do people get hung up on this? Biblical or religious aspects aside. Does it really matter the sexual orientation of anybody? I mean, honestly, who they do in their bedroom, is that really going to determine their policy? Most of the time, their policy isn't going to be determined by their sexuality. It's just, look, we've heard the story about women. Oh, women are more compassionate. Really? Well, yeah. What did we call Margaret Thatcher? Yeah, we called her the Iron Lady. Why? Because she put a whooping on the Falkland Islands. She wasn't having any of it. So don't tell me that women are more fair or less likely to go to war than men are. That's a bunch of BS because women throughout history have done some horrible things and have gone to war over some silly things just like men. I don't care. Human beings are human beings. So it isn't the sex. It isn't the gender. It's not. So that's going to determine their policy. Well, and sometimes, actually, in order for a woman to prove that she can be as tough and as mean and as rugged as a man, she might do things that the man might not do in order to prove that she can stand up to a guy. We know that's happened. So maybe it does affect him a little bit. What's a gay man? Well, okay, a gay man might... Or a gay woman or a gay man, they might be more likely to espouse things that are pro-gay, like gay marriage. I got that. But other than that, superficial crap, what does it – if Obama was straight, let's just say he's not. But if he was straight and Michelle was born a woman, because let's just pretend that she wasn't. She was born a woman. Would that change Obama in any way? No. So what does it matter if he is or is not gay? I don't care. So I'm tired of people posting that stuff on my feed. I know it's their feeds, but stop responding to it in my feeds. I don't care. First of all, I don't believe Michelle is actually Michael or was Michael. And I don't care if Barack had a wonderful, you know, gay relationship in college. Big freaking hairy deal. That was 30 years ago. Let's move on. Move past that kind of crap. I mean, it's just useless. Is that more important than what he did to people? You know, yesterday last night I actually saw a video clip of a Rush Limbaugh show from back in 2010. And it was about a caller. Supposedly he was Cherokee, Native American, calling in to blast Limbaugh for always blasting Obama. And now Rush, Rush takes off his glasses. You can see him getting agitated, but he's a very composed professional. And he starts trying to talk to this guy. And he says, okay, what did Obama do? What did he do? Well, he gave us health care. And he didn't rush. Well, he's pricing it out of everybody. So he starts going through all of this stuff and trying to get out of this guy. What good did Obama do for you? What has he done? Did you vote for him? No, I didn't vote for him. Oh, did you vote for McCain? No, I didn't vote. Oh, but you don't support him? I don't generally support Obama, but you got to stop because he's doing some good. Well, what good is he doing? And this guy who's calling into the Rush Limbaugh show, who's saying that, you know, Republicans are just terrible because all they're doing is bashing Obama because Obama's just trying to help the poor man while making more people. When we know by the end of his two terms, how many poor people we had. We had more poor people than when he left office than when he entered office. And we're supposed to think that he was a good guy, but they can't tell us why. That's what I'm interested in. You know, why do you... And if he was such a good guy, why is Obama now running around trying to take credit for Trump's economy? Hey, I did that. That's me. Yo, you, Trump, you didn't build that. I did. I mean, honestly, does it really matter if he's gay or straight? I don't think so.
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show. Let truth be told.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.